Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This is episode 282, season 2 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And I'm your host, Tan Kruma, otherwise known as Jesse LaShawn Paris, next mayor of Denver 2023. And on tonight's show, we will be discussing the dumbing down of our youth through the public indoctrination centers and society as a whole. Today's popular music dictates these elements. Our guest host, Sister T. Bahada Wadid. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Sister. We'll be emphasizing these factors. We also welcome any buy-in supporters to call in as well and tell us what tangible benefits we are going to receive from a Biden administration. So the 4 points we're going to hit on tonight are, one, the degrading of our women. Two, the self-degradation of the black male. Three, the motion picture industry's determination to feminize our men and emasculate our women. And four, the discussion of Dr. Amos Wilson's work in regards to our miseducation. This episode is for those that are 18 years or older. And the call-in number, once again, is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be live on the air. So I'm going to bring the sister on so she can introduce herself and tell us more about the four things we'll be discussing tonight. So, Sister T, I'm going to bring you on now. Greetings.
Hello, yes, my name is T.B. Wahid, and tonight we're going to be talking about the educational system and kind of talk about what the late Dr. Amos Wilson said about how the educational system does not teach the black youth, the black student, in the way that they should be taught in order to be equipped to deal with the everyday realities of life in our community or even to help solve problems. And also, we're going to be talking about the entertainment. We're going to hit on a little bit about the entertainment issues that can contribute to some of these ills in the community as well. So kind of like, you know, deal with this naturally and organically as it comes.
Okay. And we have a caller, 520, last 4-4-1-3-7. What's your name and where you calling from?
Greetings. This is Akshita Veda calling from Tucson, Arizona. How y'all doing?
Oh, hey, sister. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you and everybody on the platform? Good.
Good.
Glad to have you on.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, Sister T, continue.
Awesome.
Sister T?
Oh, yes. One of the things that the late Dr. Amos Wilson spoke of was that we send our children to college, and he said that they learn how to think in white thought. You don't think in black thought, which means that when you come out, you have a degree or what have you, but that does not make you intelligent. What makes you, it's just a piece of, it's just a paper if you can't help to solve the problems in your own community. What we need to do, we need to be building students who can think to help solve the problems that we have in our community. We need solutions. We have to move beyond just talking about it.
Right.
And, you know, we build, he talked about how we build sports figures. So what happens is when you go to these institutions, you also build up the communities that surround it, but, you know, financially. So we need to be, you know, rethinking this and trying to try to redirect this so that we can have the money to funnel into our community. And that is a part of thinking. That is a part of thinking in black thought. You know, we can't, you know, think in white thought about how are we going to fit in. You can't fit a square peg into a round peg, you know. So we've got to figure out how do we move beyond this white thought and think in black thought. We have to, everything we have, we do has to revolve around thinking in black thought. And if you think something is wrong with that, then I have to question something that's got to be wrong with the black person that thinks that there's something wrong with that. Because it's not. We have to, this is how we're going to grow. This is how we're going to rebuild. There's no other way to think.
I agree.
May I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Sister Usher.
Okay, see, I was listening, and everything sounds good. You know, there's, you know, we understand that the schooling system is a process of indoctrination, centers for or of miseducation, but yet a mass of people continue to send their children there expecting mm-hmm. different results. That is the definition of insanity. So
right.
You're talking to insane people.
Absolutely.
About making changes to something that they're not even willing to acknowledge, although it's a known fact. And so you asked the question, sis, how do we build these students? And a part of building these students is to refrain from the miseducation center and homeschool or create something that can be spread nationwide, if not, you know, globally. How do we do that when we're not communicating with one another because we're stuck on how we look
mm-hmm.
or we're stuck on what we believe in, our belief systems? So in all actuality, I don't know of any black-owned banks that are funding black communities, giving lead way to black people so that black people can rise above the circumstances of the society in which we live in. That was a lot. That was heavy. So how do we get around funding if we ourselves, in our skin, cannot provide for the people in which we're trying to save?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
So we, to some degree, must not integrate, but make alliance with. Okay, now last week we had a conversation, and Brother Jesse made a valid comment in reference to my mind just went blank. What did you say last week?
I said a lot of things, but the main thing
we both said a lot of things. We really did,
integration is the worst thing that happened to us?
Just dealing with other communities of people
we can't integrate with people. We can't come together with people that have anti-black hatred.
That's a fact. We have to stand I get that,
but that's not what you said. In reference to, and we can all play it back and listen to it. That was a little different what you just said tonight. But what I'm referring to is in conjunction with what I just stated as far as the funding source and making alliances with other people. So basically, you have a community of people who have their own sets of beliefs. You can't control what another set of people believe in their group. So, and
right.
I'm talking about people in general. Whatever your belief is, whatever you look like, whatever.
Okay.
I get it.
Well, the thing about it is.
Yeah, go ahead, because that ain't my show.
No, I didn't know. I was waiting after what Remy said. I didn't know if you had finished stuff or not.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the problem is I find out, you know, that we have this problem where we think that we have to be all inclusive. And it hasn't done us any good. And
right.
we have to clean up our own house, you know.
Right.
You know, in order to, you know, right now we got to think about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We built the country.
What can we do?
We showed everybody. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yes.
We've been having this conversation. This same conversation has been going on. Decades.
Yes.
And ain't nothing changed. There's nothing different. There's nobody
what?
Doing anything different. Everybody's still subject to the same rules, regulations,
that's not true.
Laws. Well,
that's
what's
not
different?
True. That's
lead
not
me
true.
The way
foundational Black Americans are making major
way.
Moves. I mean, look at reparations in California. That we're making
what's
moves.
Reparations?
We just
for who?
Pay attention to the news. California just made a big move right now in regards to reparations. So we are doing something. Whatever you're looking for, it's not going to come through inclusivity
of
races that have been anti-Black for a long time.
I would have knew about what you just said, but I don't.
Look up AB 3121 in California. There's a reparations bill that Gavin Newsom signed, and it's specifically for foundational Black Americans, people that are descendants of American slaves.
Just last week.
Okay, and what if I'm not a descendant of an American slave?
Then you don't have access to that reparations plan.
Right, but
I don't own it.
How do you know you're not? Now, where's your family from? Where's your people from?
I retraced my history, and I know who I am. I'm not still looking for me.
If you're in alignment with what is lineage based, then you qualify for reparations. If you're not lineage based, meaning you come from another country, right?
Then you are a foundational Black American woman. I'm from the North American continent, and I am not Black.
Okay. All right. T, you were saying, T? Go ahead.
This is why I always say that, you know. Excuse me. I couldn't hardly hear you.
I said, do I have
I can't
to
hear you,
hear
you, my
black
sister.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to plan to be
black.
Black to get the reparations. Yes, you have to show that you've been claiming Black. You just asked the question.
Here.
I'm trying to answer it, sister. Yes, you have to.
No, you cannot answer my question because I said, "Am I being Black?"
You're not letting me speak, sister. I let you speak. I did not interrupt.
You're not answering
you.
My question. No, I'm trying to get it clear.
What is your question exactly, sister? So I can answer.
Do I have to claim to be Black to be here tonight?
Have you not been claiming you're Black your whole life?
No, I have not.
What have you been claiming?
What did you come on your birth certificate?
What does it matter what I claim? Ain't
it does matter.
It does matter, sister.
Who
this
does
is
matter
not,
to
not an
you?
Argument. This is something that's
matter to you?
Your life.
Does it matter to you?
Yes, it matters to me.
It matters to
okay,
us.
Okay, well, then have a good night, because I'm not black. Have a good night.
Okay. Goodbye.
On your melanated skin, what does it say?
Sorry, Sister T.
It's
all right,
Sister T. That would qualify under Looney Tunes shit. Right?
Yeah.
See,
well, we have the same page.
This is, you see what I mean, though? This is why
yeah,
I always say that we still have those who are ashamed to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I feel like you haven't learned enough about self to know that you have nothing to be ashamed of. You
right.
Have, everybody wants to be you. Everybody wants to be us, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to argue with someone like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
Not take away from anybody. You try, right now, the big climb in 2022, 2023, we're making serious moves, Tom. Serious moves. And it is not a game. We don't want nobody to be like a... to feel like they can't be especially if they're black and you're from the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is like, I feel like my voice is about to start. So we're talking to the sister in a patient way. You feel me? And not just like you want to be argumentative for no reason or just
mm-hmm.
for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
When we all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
The FBA platform.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
like, what do you mean? What's the say on your birth certificate?
Right. Mine said black.
Mine didn't say anything. I got a receipt. But she feel me?
I just don't.
The same language. God damn it.
I mean, it never ceases to amaze me, you know, when you a person that wants to deny that their African descendancy when you can drive down the street in any given time and get pulled the hell over.
Right.
You know, so that's why I'm saying I'm not going to argue with that, you know, that type of, you know, I'm just not going to do it. It's a waste of my time. So if
right.
you look in them, get up in the morning and look in the mirror every morning and you still don't know who you is, then you got to deal with yourself. It's
right.
not for me to deal with. Because we're in some serious times right now.
Right.
We're in some serious times right now. You know, and why in the hell would you want to be something else?
Right.
Why are you sitting up here denying your who you are? You know what
right.
I'm saying? You know, but I'm not going to do it. I was taught pride earlier in my life about who I am.
Yeah,
and I taught about how to deal with, you know, so. It's like, if you don't know, then this is the type of wool that can be pulled over your eyes. And that's what I'm talking about. You see, that type of thing that Dr. Amos Wilson is talking about.
Yep.
So that's going to come out. So, you know, now we got to figure out how we're going to deal with this when we come up with these things like this. How are we going to deal with it? The Chinese dealt with theirs.
Right.
Because if you want to be over there, be over there. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to, look. We got to rebuild with those of like mine. We don't have time, you know, for people who don't have no pride of self. You know, that go over there. I'm planting seeds. You know, I plant seeds, and that's it. You know, if you
right.
don't grab one, oh, so
that's
be
you.
You know, I got to move on to the next person. I'm
right.
dropping them wherever I go.
Period.
Mm-mm.
I got time no more.
Yep.
We got the
period.
With the way our lives are as short as we have them nowadays. We ain't got that kind of time to keep leaving.
I'm not black.
Yeah, and then she was on the show that she was talking about last time. She was talking about she was claiming white, and she had her kids claim
oh
white.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, why would you do that?
But my question was, what did you get from it? And not only that,
right, what do you...
You see me. Me, I'm high, motherfucking light-skinned, mixed, whatever. But even I recognize black. And I'm talking to you, black. I'm talking to you like you're black. Okay, but you don't want to claim this because of the color or the words or whatever fucking, gospel that was programmed initially. All right, fine. In your richly melanated skin, what does it say and how should you proceed? We're at war.
Right.
At fucking clear.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. A couple of years ago, I think it was like in 1998, 1999, 2000, I come upon Rosa Clemente. And you can look her up on YouTube. Anybody can. Okay? So I'm going to give this example to anybody because let's move on away from that. That's it. Okay? So this is the thing. Rosa Clemente is from Puerto Rico, right? Okay. Now, she's a professor. She's a professor. And she goes around educating people, and she lets them know that Puerto Rico is a place. It is not a race, okay? She says,
right.
Just like black people from Jamaica, you call them Jamaican, but they're black. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They might be from the Bahama. You call them Bahamian or whatever, but they're black.
Mm-hmm.
You're from America. You call us American, but we're black. She said, I am a black woman. I'm just from Puerto Rico. You know, so this is the type of pride that I'm talking about. I don't want to talk to nobody that don't have no pride in themselves. You see what I'm saying? You know, I can't even fathom not having it. I can't even fathom talking about, I'm not black. You know what I'm saying? I'm everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm aboriginal to this whole entire let me stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're
right. You're on the right path.
I'm just saying.
You should.
You know, to hear that type of thing, I try not to let it hurt my heart, but it does because I hear the ancestors cry. I hear the ancestors cry. You know what I'm saying? For all that they went through, the male, the female, the children. You know what I'm saying? A person like that can't have no education of self. They can't. Because if you did, you couldn't even speak like that.
Right.
You can't lead nobody that we need you to lead like that. Because you're kind of confusion amongst yourself, but with confusion amongst the people that will follow you. You know, and that's not leadership shit. Like right now, like, we need strong motherfucking leaders that know what they are, who they are, and that's all the stuff.
And
they
can
take black pride from us.
Right.
And you see what I'm saying, though, y'all? That's and in a way, I'm glad that the phone call did come in because it really goes along with what we was talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the black mind, the thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you know, it's really detrimental, you know, when you have that. But I think that's why I said it's time for us to, we already know what the Caucasian has done, okay?
Yeah.
So now it's time for us to figure out what we're going to do in-house. You understand what I'm saying? We got to figure out what we're going to do with that, too. Because we don't need no more hindrances. When you talk about what we're going to do, we don't need no sponsorship from nobody else when we got all these rich black people around here. All we got to do is holler at them and see if any of them want to hear. I'm talking in grassroots layman terms now. Get all the professionalship. I'm saying if we can talk to some of them, have conversations with them, if they're on the same page, you feel me, then they're going to give money. They're going to sponsor. And I'm quite sure that some of them are looking to help, but nobody probably has even stepped to them, you know, to talk about what we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we just got to start getting out there. We you know, put the feet to the ground and do it. You know, and I really don't have time to listen to somebody say, but what are we going to do? We've been saying the same thing over and over again. We've been having these talks. Well, we is making moves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, what's going to happen now? We about to close it in now. So if you're going to get on the tutu thing, you better get on it because we finna close it up now. We ain't going to be talking on these. We not going to be talking on these type of. We ain't going to be talking on the plantation social media sites. No, I know I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I don't even feel right doing it no more. I'm not going to tell them everything that I'm thinking about and talking about. It's time to move esoterically. You know what I'm saying? And be on code, get some type of code.
Yeah,
so that we can, you know, meet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have.
We got to have one so that we can meet, so we can meet and talk off of this. I'm telling you. You know,
right.
We can't let everybody know your full self. Don't let your right hand know what is it. Don't let your left hand know what the right hand is doing. That's what we got to do. I'm so done with all this type of negative talk. I'm done with the negative talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, sister, we did a lot of things before. We talked to each other many times, many different ways, away from social media, before social media was even a thing.
Right.
So we can go back to those days. We can do
yeah, me too.
Things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I was like this before social media, thanks to my father.
Right.
Now that's the thing, they think that
my daddy didn't play.
Yeah, they think that we as black people don't know how to communicate with each other in different states outside of social media, and that's a goddamn lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black people always
well
wherever they meet.
That right there, man, I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about right there. We got to move away from that. You know, that negative thinking. Cause it's like this: what if Rosa Parks didn't get up, and what if she decided that she was just gonna go ahead and get up and give that defeat? You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm? Yeah, that's right. So you can't, when somebody tells me something like that, that ain't nothing going to change, what we going to do, we've been blah, 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 talking the same old stuff. All. Well, I'm quite sure that they was talking when Martin Luther King and them was talking. They was talking until, you know, there's something happened. I'm telling you.
Y'all just causing trouble for us. Y'all just need to be good old slaves for master.
That helps me grow up. That was.
Y'all rocking the boat. Y'all making it bad for
right.
The rest. And all that.
Yeah.
You're
going to get a beat by massa.
Yeah.
You're going to get a beat by massa.
It's crazy.
What was the other one
my brother that he had on there? My brother, my sister. What was the other one that, the other subject that, I forgot, what was it, the entertainment?
The degradation of our women.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
let me tell you. I'm gonna tell you. I did a little podcast on the night. They wouldn't let me post it, and it was on. It had this. What happened was this white girl that did a TikTok, and it was another white girl. She had went and had butt enhancements, right? And they looked all deformed and just ridiculous. Okay, and I'm like, you know, brothers all down the timeline, but I still hit. I'm like, what does that say about you? Okay, what does that say about you? Your, you know, you sitting up there saying you don't care if it's fake. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what in the heck?
Right.
Brothers, they got no self-respect.
I'm like,
let alone the fellas. Real shit, you don't respect yourself or your
pellets. So what I'm saying is, when we talk about the degradation, right? The degradation, this is, you know, no offense to the brothers. I want them to own this, though, because some of them have contributed to this thing.
Yeah.
So Nas then took off like a monster. You know, where you got some sisters with low self-esteem, some of them, and they feel they have to do this to even get you to look at them or something. You know what I'm saying? So don't even sit here and say what you tell me you ain't. You'll sit up there and say you won't talk to somebody because they ain't got it, or just a big breast, a big butt, or whatever. You are part of the problem.
Exactly.
You are part of the problem of helping her degrade herself. Or you
right.
Won't talk to her if she don't act like...
So she was talking that Morris science type shit. And it's like, look, no matter what we identify, no matter what we choose to identify as, the white supremacists still see us as black. So there's no way of getting around it.
You're talking about men's right now.
No matter what. It doesn't matter.
Them men
I don't care.
Them men ain't got no
that,
pride.
That
in
is
them,
modern day buck bed bucks that just want to be laid up with a white girl.
Yeah,
that's all it
is. That, look, you don't appreciate your beautiful black skin as a man, and then you don't appreciate the beautiful black skin that your mama had, then you ain't gonna appreciate the beautiful black skin of your future mate, you know. And so then you'll go ahead and you'll search for some white girl, Chicana girl, Asian girl, whatever, because you think they treat you better. But in reality, you just haven't found the right sister to then vibe with your vibe. And so instead of degrading the sister, they go ahead and they make all these ugly-ass comments and degrade the sister instead of just seeking what you just ask the universe, man. The universe will provide, you know, what you need.
Uh-huh.
You what you need. You ain't got to go and say, oh, you know, as a beautiful king, motherfucker say, I don't want the sister. No, you know why you don't want? Because it's probably just exactly what you need. And you don't want what you need. You want what you can't have. You know what I mean? So you choose it off-brand shit. And then later on, you'll be upset while you're sitting up in fucking jail because she called the police on your ass. You know what I mean? Instead of working it out. You know, and I find men seek things like that. And don't find the sister's bodies appealing or their mindset or their structure or their strength attractive. I find them to be the weakest of the mind. You know what I mean? Because they're quick to choose a Chicana or a white girl or Asian girl who's built like the sister because she's imitating the sister. You know what I mean? She's imitating her body. She cultivated her body to look like the sister. When in reality, that man is sick. His mind is sick. You know what I mean? He needs to just do some more soul searching himself. To love himself, and he'll find a beautiful, fucking melanated sister, regardless of what shape he chooses her to be in. You know what I mean? I think that their minds they on some followers shit, like, because your boys might say this is the right thing to do, or this is the type you should have. She a 10, and you disrespecting the sister. We're following. You can't think for yourself. You can't choose for yourself. There are beautiful fucking black women in the world, man. Everywhere I turn, beautiful, dark sisters everywhere. But you got motherfuckers just so quick to kind of full-blooded white girl, and then look what happens. Where are they when your motherfucking life gets hard?
Nowhere to be found.
You know what I mean?
Fucking your homeboys.
Talking to your friends. Fucking sleeping with your cousin. Doing the most. Talking to other motherfuckers while you're in jail. not taking care of your house. Fucking leaving you stranded. Taking all your money. Doing the worst. And you could have had a sister that was your type, that matched you and held you down and put up with all your nonsense. And taught you something. And maybe you could have grew up and been a real man later. You know what I mean? Said you wanted to be a little boy. That's the type of shit we look at. I especially look at, like, you know, now that I'm 42, make it I'm like, so I look at things like that. And I see things that, like, you should look at with black eyes. You know what I mean? Look at it with your black eyes, not with white eyes, because white eyes don't see the same shit we see. You know?
Uh-huh.
I was just finding that. I'm glad right. That conversation happened, man. I really am. That was round two for us, though.
That right there, man, that was really, I don't know, I don't know. You know, it's just ironic how when we first get on here that the very thing that he talked about in his study came through. I mean, there's no better description than that.
Yeah, because we see it down in Denver. We're running, you know, just running the campaign. And it's just me and him running. They're running a Black grassroots campaign, and we see this type of coonery on a day-to-day basis. And what it is I find it that when you're a Black, you're a white person in blackface. Put it that way. And you're producing confusion to the Black masses. You need to be held accountable because you're just part of the problem. They're part of the problem.
Uh-huh.
We got people like that here in our state that we deal with on a regular basis. There are black people that are on this white.
That were asked to call in tonight, and you see these cowards did not call in.
Right, because we're calling it out. Foundational Black Americans, it's full. First of all, it's pull-up season. Secondly, it's exemption season. It's summertime. This is what we do.
My thing is, y'all, I just don't understand. Like, if you're not interested in the empowerment of your own people, and why call in?
Right. It's Shabaka.
I mean, you know, don't even call in. Don't even
right.
call in. It don't pertain to you then. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We trying to, you know what? That's why we're going to be building things. We're going to be building things, y'all, so that... We're going to be building things so that when people need help, you know, from us within the community, you're going to get help.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't within, I don't care what it look like.
Right.
You ain't getting it.
Essentially, like, we're up there.
You know,
practicing that non-inclusive shit because, you know, it's always black in this, black in that, black in this. Whenever they need us, whenever any other faction need us, they don't say brown and black, yellow and black, white and black, alien and black. They don't say that. They never include us.
Never.
But they always.
Right. They're not asking and ain't asking for no ID.
Right. They always.
They're not asking for no ID. All they see, you know what? Whoever think like that, I want you to know, all they see is you. They're not asking you for no ID. They're
right.
not asking you for what you talk about, what you think. Man, stop. Get some wisdom. Read.
Yeah. Definitely read. I feel like everybody need to pick up a book.
Read.
And
read about your history. Read about the culture. Read about, you know, we'll go back to Dr. Chancellor Williams' book, The Destruction
right.
of African Civilization. Start
yeah,
with that book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is a must read, yes.
Start with that and then know that you are indigenous to this entire earth, no matter what
yep.
they call you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what you're talking about, what you ain't going to call yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Know that.
Yeah,
know
great.
That.
I was like, man, you know, you making the struggle real, real hard now when you say it like that. Like, you making it extremely hard for yourself. I mean, and what benefit does it cause? It only casts confusion in your mind.
I mean, it ain't none of it is hurting any of us that know who we are. They
right.
hurting
right.
us.
Right. We just, I was just exhausted. I was like, oh, man, come on now. Because this is what we deal with. We deal with it because we're in an all-white state. So the black people here are like, when we say are like us, it's maybe like 4% that are like us on this call right now. And everybody else is asleep or
all inclusive
shit because they think that's what's going to get them through it. And I'm like, man, you have to sit it down or get out the way because change is coming. We're waking people up.
I literally have to explain to these cones the definition of black first. Because it did not resonate with them.
Of black first?
Yeah.
Yes.
You said, well, you know
black
where that comes from, right?
Yes.
You know where that comes from, right?
Yes.
I call it the chant. You know how you chant something over and over again?
Yeah.
Okay, so what it is if you chant, love is love, we're all the same, we all bleed the same, we're in this together, diversity, and you say this over and over again, and you begin to believe it, okay? But when they go home, they it's all about white power. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because they not, then I'm telling you, they don't, they, that's what that is.
Yeah. And like when the people see me, so when people see me, right, because racially ambiguous, but 68% is a lot. That is whatever, right? So they'll see me and they be talking to me about this shit, and I'm like, hey, you know, when you speak to me, you know I'm black first. I don't believe in this inclusivity shit right now. I said, like we were talking about makeup shit, right? This makeup thing. Hold on, oh, 1 second, T. Hold on, 1 second. Let me finish about that. I said, I remember when makeup only came in 3 shades for black women, and none of them shades matched. There's 48 shades of black. And I went in this whole little theme, right? And the man was offended. I was like, he offended me because, A, when you speak to me, I don't give a fuck how bright the sun is and how light I look. But you're going to speak to me as anyone else, and I'm black first, don't include me in no Hispanic shit. He's like, but we try to touch on this Hispanic market. I said, but that don't mean they're going to give money to the black market, right? That don't mean they going to give money and start investing in black things that the black women need and have never got. So, no, I'm not participating, and you want me there because of the way I look. And no, no, no. I remember selling Mary Kay makeup to all my black friends and family, and they would like, let me get a lipstick. Why? Because they couldn't find makeup. They couldn't find foundation. There was no foundation that was meant for, at that point in time, I'm 42, not meant that could cover all the shades of black. Women come in different shades of black and brown, dark brown,
yep,
black.
We are.
Yeah, 48 shades.
Yep.
And they didn't have it. They didn't have it. And I remember it as an injustice, right? So I look at it as an injustice, and still, that was just a little girl then, kind of sell makeup as a little entrepreneur with my little suitcase and shit, dragging it up and down the street. And I remember how it looked. I remember how they looked. I remember feeling sad and crying on the way home because I couldn't satisfy my elders. You know what I mean? I couldn't give them what they wanted.
Uh-huh.
What they wanted to cover up some black, some dark spots. Dark spots and maybe a little acne, and they couldn't cover it up because there wasn't a shade for them. And me, my little fucking fair ass coming home on the bus, fucking crying and shit, like, why? And then I figured it out. It only took me 2 times before I figured it out and was like, these motherfuckers don't make a shade. They don't make a shade for any of the ladies that were my friends and family. And there was a lot of ladies that came from all the way from Reese's Pieces peanut butter, Red Bone, to motherfucking Nubian. You know what I mean? And I had a lot of friends and family. And there was not one fucking shade. And if it was too light or was too that cardboard brown color. It was so fucked up. And I was like, no wonder they're upset. And ever since then, I always felt like it was an injustice.
Uh-oh, she just did a lot. She's doing a live on us right now.
Well, I want to put this name out there for anybody that wants to go further and understand what we're talking about and why we talk about her name is Caroline Wanga. Caroline Wanga. That's Wanga. And she was on the Breakfast Club, and she talked about her passion to preserve black culture. And she said she's not interested in inclusivity.
Mm-hmm. See,
this is where we're going right now because we got to take care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? look at what's happening to us out here while we're not taking care of ourselves and each other. What is the problem? Why can everybody else, look, why is it that everybody else can take care of themselves and their people, but when it comes to us, you want to talk about we're being racist and all of this stuff like that. But racism means power and control of resources and opportunities. We ain't never had none of that, so you can't call us racist.
Exactly.
And I ain't nurturing nobody that hasn't nurtured me. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
That's that brainwashed, man, I'm telling you.
I'm willing to take care of my people. And I said my people, my beautiful black people, because they took care of me. And those are the ones that are on this mindset. Other than that, I'm not taking care of no motherfucking white supremacist. Nobody that practices white supremacy on the low. And nobody that smiles in our face and fucking and thinks that we should bow down and just accept, submit to this motherfucking nonsense. Sorry, I would take care of myself, but I'm not going to keep dumbing myself down and wasting my own energy.
Right.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm dumbed down, and when I speak to you, so like, look, you don't want to be empowered. You think empowerment is a bad thing. You got to go on. Go be with them because we're making moves. We're making serious fucking moves now.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, we know we love the babies. And, too, I see this, too, all the time with my family. I'll be sitting there with the children that are older, they're like maybe 18, 19, and I'll be saying, look, we have to have that thought. Period.
Yeah.
That's the one thing they can't take away is black pride. They can't strip our excellence. They can't strip our joy. They can try to diminish it a little bit, but you can't take away what is supposed to be put in your human body, which is pride.
Right.
Pride. That's black pride will get you through a lot of shit. You know what I mean? you got some pride, you get through any kind of ugly ass situation.
We'll go back and listen to that Isley Brothers run for your guns, or I believe it's something like that. There's a song on there called
The Power.
No, it's before that. This is the 1960s. Isley Brothers, run for your guns.
Mhm. Yeah, and you're right. This shit coming all once, and people can talk about us all they want. It's not gonna change the fucking fact that there are thousands and thousands of us.
They're talking about unity, but I always say I can't unify with coons and tethers.
I can't
unify with that. I can't unify with other black people that's trying to undermine black people.
Right.
Well, that's what that you know. I was reading about what the Chinese did, you know, and how they were able to, you know.
Mao was not playing that shit. He killed like what 20 million of the mugs.
Mhm. And that's not the first time we're
in hell.
We're gonna have to when the revolution comes, how we really gonna have to behave with them. You know, that has not been an unspoken thing. It's gonna be a fight for your fucking liberty and your fucking and the things you absolutely fucking are owed. Yeah, that's what I couldn't understand when we was having this discussion earlier. We are foundational American women.
Right.
Like, be proud of that. Be proud of that. You know? Like, shit. Be proud of that. You can chase your lineage back. Be proud of that.
You're the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, you fighting within yourself, within the country your ancestors built. What sense does that make?
That's a doggone shame.
What sense does that
That's
make?
A
you foundational. Yeah, are you fighting within yourself in your own country? Like, what does that say about the rest of the people?
I'm all about unity, which makes me a whole problem on this internet and beyond.
Ooh.
So we're about unity too, just not with coons and tethers.
And then now that Vinci, like, I mean, we gave her a little piece of education last phone call to look up because she wanted to be argumentative last show. So it's not that we, man, it's not that we don't want to argue. We don't want to argue with.
We don't. That's too much energy.
It's really a bad look for us. We just want to point her in the right direction, I mean, of education.
And you know, my sister. You know, my sister, if anything, I would urge, those that don't understand to that extent, I'll say, to continue to listen. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
yep.
You'll learn something. That's all I can say. Because, you know, we out here, you got scientists using our melanin to make supreme biodegradable batteries. I saw that as a post today.
Yeah, it's about 400,000 grams
of melanin. That's
and there's
like
so
many dangers in the world. We
got to
do this,
don't we?
So they need us to survive.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. But we don't need them. This is. No, this is free. This is a clear fucking fact. We never needed them. They've always needed us. This is a clear
fact. Yep, always, right?
Always. They always need us. They don't, they can't survive without us. They can't survive in a conversation. They can't survive in pure everyday functions. They can't survive in politics. They can't survive on any of the 9 levels of human activity without us.
Yeah.
You can't.
So that's why, let me let y'all in on something. That's why, so the friend of mine told me, that's why they're on the news now. He said that they constantly are emphasizing, talking about the woke community, the woke community.
Oh,
they fed with such, they fed like they so mad, and they're trying to make it like the people that are aware of themselves, knowledge of self, like you criminalistic. Ain't nobody trying to do nothing but
right.
Empower their people.
Yeah.
Ain't
right.
Nobody thinking about doing nothing to nobody. We done heard this before. That's tired. Ain't nobody trying to do nothing to nobody.
In the '60s, it was you're a communist, you're a commie, you're a Marxist-Leninist. Now they're saying you're woke.
Oh, hold on. I got a little brother in real quick. Hold on, we have a little brother. Okay, let's see.
Just announce his number.
Okay, right here. Okay, 5763. You are on the air. 5763, you are on the air.
What's up,
Black Power? We got to let's see. How do you say it, man? I just like to say T. T sounds easier for me to get through. Let's see.
I'm about to say, you already know who this is. So what's the show about tonight? Y'all see the timeline says on Looney Tunes or Negroes. So, and who is the Looney Tune?
Oh, shit, man, you missed it already.
Yeah, we know they out there. They're out there, right?
Yeah,
right. And so many of them, I cannot keep track.
Right. Right. I'll put another one out there. Let me put something. Look, if you want to know about this, go read The Racist Mind by Raphael F. Ezekiel.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, then we'll see if they keep talking like that again. We'll see if they say something like that again. Don't know who he is.
Fresh for now on Black Faces, White Masks.
Oh!
Yeah.
Or what?
So the
I want people to want to see us naked. They always trying to start the challenges, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About that, do I have to roll somebody up in here tonight?
Oh no, what's going on with people nowadays? That thing is a fear. I think it's a fear to reach down and be empowered some days. Some days I feel like it's a fear, you're afraid of it. Or you're afraid of this, like, for pride to touch you. You know what I mean? For you to be afflicted with the right shit. You're afraid of it. You back off of it. And that's a good shit.
Okay.
And then later on, in about 5-10 years, you're going to come back to reality and be like, oh, shit, I need that. I need that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think you're just bucking against the system, and it's all right. It's all right. But eventually, you know, you're going to have to come back to reality. We're in a time of war. And the war is racism, white supremacy. And it's going on. It's going on real heavy right now. And you got to get on the right side of things, or you're gonna be left behind, or you're gonna be struggling, and can't go back and pick you up if we're in a war.
Right.
You can't go pick you up.
Right.
Sorry about that. We can't just go drive. We can't go pick you back up when you decided that this was the route you wanted to take. You know. I'm using the face. Okay. No, everybody's there. Yeah. So, yeah. What you got going on, Brother Isaiah?
Sure. Ain't not so much. Work, more work. Music, more work. Music. I'm reading, writing, researching, doing everything. You know, because I'm trying to, you know, make some money, you know. So I'm still here, though, so that's good. So, what's up and up to?
We're going to talk about, right now we're going to go back into talking about the degradation of the black man. Because this came in, messed up the whole topic.
Yep.
Of our women.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, I heard about that too.
Yeah, we had a scenario about that today, right? We was on the bus and I was having a little situation, and I'm nothing but a woman, man. And this dude, me and this dude, I don't really argue with people so like that in public.
Right.
I argue with somebody.
When I be telling the truth, sometimes some people just fall on deaf ears. People look at me and think I'm crazy. I'm like, come on now. Because I'm tired of wasting my breath. I'll be like, I've been saying the same shit for years, and they still the ones. And we had war, we had genocide, we had gentrification, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a few of our own and just don't get it, and they just don't cut it.
We was on the bus, me and Jesse, and my little shit was having a little difficulty. And so anyway, we on the bus. There's still like 3 minutes before the bus pull off, and I was struggling a little bit. But so this dude got on the bus. Or he was about to get on the bus, and he was hollering at me. and I took off and was like, you can wait, like, patience, you know what I mean? Obviously, see, I'm having an issue. He just kept on going and going and going. And so I obviously argued with him for like 2 minutes. It went on for like 2 minutes. And in the midst of it, he's like, I said, yeah, man, you're a grown, able-bodied man arguing with a woman. Stop that. You know what I mean? Obviously, I got something going on right here. And he's like, woman, like that, bro, like real crazy. Woman, I said, yeah, woman, I'm a woman. Like, if he said, the way he said it, it was like if he was in doubt, right? Like, he couldn't tell I was a woman. You know what I mean? And I was just like, I'm looking at him like, motherfucker. Like, because you see, like, the world is on this agenda shit, right? Down this crazy gender identification shit, right? I might be thugging today, all right? But that doesn't mean... that I'm not a woman, that you can't tell my fucking divine femininity. Like, are you serious? And it was a brother too. And I was like, are you, man? And I had to stop myself. Apologize to everybody on the bus. That was that. The moment asked my brother if I was wrong. I was like, don't I look like a woman? He's like, yeah. It's like, I may be thugging today. I might be thugging, but come on now. Not that hard.
Yeah, but it's all part of this thick ass agenda. Tell them about the agenda, man.
Oh yeah, the agenda. So the agenda, well, we've been arguing about this shit for a couple of days on our other broadcast. So the agenda is, it's a $1 trillion agenda that they have with the LGBTQ plus community, right? Transgender dysphoria shit going on, where the president, you know, and everybody's approving all these bills. I don't have it right in front of me, but they just got approved for something too, some sort of medical insurance or some shit.
Disability,
yeah. But it's an agenda. Like, you can't say anything that isn't going to offend the LGBTQ gender, something identifying, whatever, right? And we're pushing against that too, because first of all, last time I checked, there was two genders. There was a male and a female gender. That was it. There was no fucking there was no nothing else. I mean, nobody can really be called an alien for real. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're either born a male or a female. That's it. Simple as that. Now, what we came to understand is it's programming. So, hypothetical, I have a baby. Let's say I have a baby, right? And I wasn't content with my baby being, say I wanted a girl instead I had a boy, right? And I wasn't content and happy with whatever God decided to give me, whatever the universe decided to bless me. So, instead, I took my baby boy, and I started treating him like a girl from the time he was born. And then it caused all this confusion, because eventually nature is going to sink in, right? Nature. I'm going against nature now, mind y'all, right? So nature's going to kick in. He's going to be 18 years old, acting like a female, and be wondering why his body wants, why his body in his natural essence will want a woman. And it'll make no sense. Yeah. Yeah, because you're going against nature. You think about it like this, right? If you got two men in the room, right? All right, when you were a grown man and you were out just perusing the world, what were you naturally attracted to? You know, when it came time to look for a mate or whatever, hypothetical.
Sure, you already know. Sure, a female.
Female. Jesse?
Black woman. Come
a woman, right? So what happens is these motherfuckers, yeah. I'm attracted to masculine men, okay?
Right.
We don't even have to put a race on it.
As it should be.
As it should.
Right.
It was
as
no confusion. I'm a girl. I wear dresses. I only wear dresses. I'm just a girl, damn it. I happen to have children that want to be like that, right? They want to tell me some crazy-ass off-brand shit. I have to look at them like, are you fucking crazy? You don't know. I'm not co-signing this shit. I do not agree with it. You don't live in my house. Right. I guess you got to do what
they're
you got to do.
They're trying to make us accept it.
Right. But keep in mind that there are motherfuckers right here in this state, in the United States, everywhere, that are pushing this agenda. They had a baby. They look at the baby. They were obviously upset about
and
that.
And I was so tripping about that, too. Like,
yeah,
how the world the hospital going to tell you what sex of the baby is and it's just put that X on the spot?
What
stupid.
Is Chewbacca saying? Like, Chewbacca said we can't even put the sex of the baby on the baby.
Yeah, you got
to
put the X
now. Yeah, this was no,
man.
No, if I have a baby, my baby's going to be a boy or a girl. And whatever it comes out as, it gonna, I'm going to make sure I produce those thoughts. You are a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Boys wear jeans.
Right.
Boys play with dirt tracks.
Right. If you're a boy, it's a boy. If it's a girl, it's a girl.
Has his sport have the sex of his son changed to a female?
It's a girl. No, it's a girl, right?
What?
No, it's a son. His son turned to a girl.
There's a boy
that he wants to turn into a girl.
A transgender boy will turn into a girl.
Okay,
and how old?
Gabrielle Union.
And how old? Oh,
I don't know,
about,
but it's weird.
The Wayne Wade son?
Yeah. It's a boy, huh? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's
the
a boy.
Before he changes it.
A natural boy. Right, he was born a boy.
Fucking weird.
Yeah,
look, I think it's weird like this because it's an agenda. They cost so much money to have these surgeries, right? And I looked into it because, okay, so I got a daughter, right? I got a daughter. Let's talk about it. I got a daughter, right?
Yeah.
My daughter wasn't raised with me. I did some bad things a long time ago. We've been living with this white family, okay? All right, fine. That's whatever. I barely see the kid. But now when I see her, she decides she wants to come. She was already gay. All right, she was already gay.
I'm whispering.
She's a girl, right? Very pretty girl. Extremely pretty little girl. She looks like a white girl. Don't ask. I don't know where she comes from. Probably from the villain side of my family, right? Either way, very pretty little girl, right? She was, anyway. Now she's a grown woman. She's like 20 years old. Fine. She was gay. Fine. Okay, I dealt with that. It's whatever. Better than she don't bring home no babies that she can't be, she don't want. Cool. Okay. But then she come out and tell me, I'm uncomfortable with my body. I want to be a boy. When I had my other girlfriend's family treated me like I was a boy. I said, what? How could they? I said, one thing you cover yourself up. Okay, I could dig it. I don't want nobody looking at you anyway. Yeah, I could dig it. I'm one of those type of parents, you know. I'm like, it's whatever. And she said, I want to have the surgery. What? All right. No. So I did my own research, obviously, because I just got to understand. I have to understand everything this fucking manipulative bullshit is. I got to understand. So I looked it up, and I watched two fucking surgical videos from a female transgendering into a male. Built a whole swilla out of your thigh muscle, okay? I was like, what in the fuck is this shit? But, man, that fucking surgery, when they take out all your lady parts, I covered my mouth, my eyes were big, and I was, like, screaming in my hands, like, like that. Like, oh, my God, who would want to do some kind of mutilation to yourself like that? Why would you wanna? Right? And I was like, so I sent the little clip to my little daughter and shit. I don't know what she says. I sent my clip to the daughter and was like, you need to watch this. Are you serious? Because I love being a girl. I said, is this because, you know, you got a monthly moon cycle and that's what you're uncomfortable with? Or because that's probably it. I mean, you're already grown now, so I mean, like, you know, you take birth control. I mean, I heard that. What is it that you're really uncomfortable with? She says the jiggly wiggly. She says she don't like the hips. She says this and that. And I'm like, you fucking crazy. Watch this video, right? And I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I said, why don't you? I said, they make things like this at the adult store. You know what I mean? I said, go and you go buy you one and just, you know, rock around with it for a little bit, like a year, and see if you really feel, you know, they make them in different sizes. You could just, you know, put yourself in your little holster, put your clothes back on. You know what I mean? Like, why do you gotta do this? I was like, I watched them build a whole swilla out of leg meat, man. And I was like, how is this gonna work? Like. Right, I'm laughing right now because I'm saying it out loud, right? But I didn't say it out loud then. I was watching the shit, and I was like, are they serious? How is this supposed to do anything? Man, this is like, what is this? Like, why would you want to do this? Why? They're sewing up shit. They're taking out the stuff that they just shouldn't take out. You know what I mean? They took out the canal. They took out all the stuff. They sewed everything together. And I was like, and I mean, I was scared, and I just... I love being a woman. I don't care how old it is, I don't care how bad it gets.
Yeah,
I love being a woman, right? And I love being a natural woman, okay? And not only do I love being a natural woman, my nature chose the natural progression of life. My nature chose a male, right? As a man, your nature is going to gravitate to a female, right? So they put in this nonsense in our children, right, to confuse them. So not only do they want to fuck up their bodies, but their natural essence is going towards the same sex, meaning no more breeding, no more babies in the world, and everybody
no more natural birth. No more natural
right.
birth.
One more natural birth, so they want to shut that down, too. It's like it is
black genocide.
Black genocide, right? I was like, oh, my God. Freaking out. Because I'm like, don't you know? You should know when you get a certain age what you gravitate towards naturally. It doesn't matter who, what kind of program you have. Your nature, especially black people, our nature is going to gravitate to what we're attracted to naturally.
Right.
And I'm looking at it like, what did you do? I didn't put this off-brand bullshit in you. I said you as a girl. Girls gravitate to, hopefully, boys. You know, I don't want no babies yet, but I'm thinking that it's going to go on that natural path. Same, I had a son, too. And in my oldest, I was like, what do you mean you don't like girls? What? You must get that shit from your father. Like, that's in my mind. That's what I thought. In my mind. Like, that's not me. I'm just saying that. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying it, like, that didn't come from me.
You know?
No, but, like, hypothetically, if me and Jesse have a baby, let's say hypothetically we do, right? Regardless it's gonna be a boy or a girl, that if until they don't live in my motherfucking house, you're gonna act accordingly. You're gonna dress like a boy. You're gonna act like a boy. It's not gonna be any kind of weirdness. I feel like you're surrounded by masculine men. You're gonna be a good leader one day, a good masculine male role model. Little military.
Right.
Little, you know, hopefully have some fun shit going on like me, you know, but nothing gay, no weird shit, don't like boys, I don't want to be drug broken.
Right. True.
Your girl, I wanted to, hopefully she
yeah,
won't
make
her.
Make me country this time.
I blame myself, dude. Like I said, is this because I made you wear a dress or something? I'm sorry about that, but you ain't got to do all this.
Like,
I told her that. I was like, Is this because I made you wear long dresses, made you wear dresses and taught you about modesty and had your hair long? I said, I'm sorry, baby, but you ain't gotta build no swilla out your thigh meat. You really
ain't. You're right about that.
It was like the longest motherfucking swilla ever. I was like, no, real self-respecting white person has a swilla that big. Stop it. These videos are atrocious. Videos are horrible. Dude, you should see it. I was over there like, I'm sorry, baby, I'm sorry. I put you in a dress. Is you doing this to punish me? I said I'm sorry. Kids, man, nowadays. Be thankful you ain't got no weird shit going on around you, you know?
All right. Next topic. Sure, all over the world, there's a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the degradation of the black male, because it's really important, especially since we got two black men on the panel.
Right.
Go ahead, Jesse. Open it up.
Yeah. So we started expert in Hollywood weird and motion picture industry. Feminize the black man. It's been proven time and time again, in order to advance in Hollywood, you have to put on a dress.
Yep.
If you're
right. Or making Hollywood, they'll feminize the black man, or they even gonna be in jail, incarcerated or dead.
Yeah. And so I went on this program called the Jeff Bard Show, right? And they were interviewing me on this article that had came out about me running for mayor and my living situation and all that, right? And there was a point where they had asked me, like they asked Ketanji. Remember when the Supreme Court asked Ketanji what is a woman? And she didn't have no answer. I gave the answer. And then one of the people that was there was like, you're homophobic, transphobic, whatever. They called me a bigot.
Oh,
and I was like, define bigot.
What?
And they stormed off.
That's
made a big old scene, right? So then I was telling them, I was like, you know, there was a thing called buck breaking. And y'all need to watch this documentary that she came out with called Buckbreaker. And while you're at it, you need to watch this other documentary called What is a Woman? It got so quiet, you can hear a mouse piss on cotton. And then I said, look it up. So look it up. You don't believe me? Look it up. But I'm not supporting this agenda. So the topic was a meme that I had shared. It was a meme I had shared that had Billy D. You seen it, Brother Isaiah. Remember that meme I shared?
I seen that. Billy D. Williams was wearing makeup or something.
Yeah, he was wearing makeup and in a dress.
Right, yeah, I've seen that shit. The same thing was
how did black man go from this to this? And,
I got
all kinds of hell. Because I was like, well, I don't support this.
From white people, though, Brother Zeph and Sister T. From white motherfuckers trolling. We got Brother Shabaka calling
Welcome,
Shabaka, to your own show.
Welcome to your own show, Shabaka.
What's going on?
We're talking to Brother Zeph about the situation. Alright, finish, Jesse. Hold on. It was welcome, Brother Shabaka, to your own shit. So anyway, Jason Black taught us not to get upset about shit we don't own, like Facebook, YouTube,
Instagram,
shit like that. They get
you ain't gonna own that shit.
Jesse goes on to defend himself against white people on a black platform, and white people are trolling Jesse, talking shit, right? two people in indefinite.
You know and what show we're talking about, Shabaka.
So we over there, and it's like one thing, right? But don't let me get to posting about this shit after a fact. Because I was like, on the Revolutionary Agenda, that's my podcast. That's my platform. I'll say whatever the fuck I feel like saying. Nobody's going to say anything about it. But I'm
right,
like,
they all there,
that's all black child, black unapologetic platform right there. So I'm telling them, like, look, you trolling, a white man is trolling a black man running for office, doing the most. Do they know how much danger they're putting him and me in? You know how white people get? And they say, you hate. And all of a sudden, they want to take down the black man. They find a way to take down the black man. I mean, I was like, they don't realize how much danger they're putting us in. They don't care. Are they going to care when something bad happens to him or I? Because we out there doing God's work? No. But this motherfucker is over there trolling. He said that Jesse was a bigot because Jesse said he does not think that that's the image that our young black men and men should be at. Men in dresses. Black men in dresses. Period. You know what I mean? And I was like, shit, what did he say wrong? I'm not
right.
attracted to a motherfucker in a dress. I will stay away from you. We will not procreate because you gay as fuck. Why don't I want to look at you wondering if you're going to be, you know, looking at some other dude? I might have fucking confidence issues or some shit. Who knows? You know what I mean? But you're gay. Why don't I want to be around a motherfucker that wears a dress better than I do?
Right.
So let's keep it honest. You do your makeup and shit better than me? Because you think I'm what? No, I'm not attracted. I'm a regular heterosexual black first woman, period. Period. I expect my mate to be a heterosexual black man, period. Why has it got to be weird? But this motherfucker was like, it seems like you're trolling, white boy.
Right.
I come to the conclusion, Shabaka, that we were wrong. All right, Shabaka dropped. He'll be right back. But we were wrong thinking that the Farge show is a black platform. Really, what it is it's a black man running an all-inclusive platform. Mm-hmm. And so we had to, you know, I was like, well, I'm sorry. We thought it was a black platform that black people were allowed to speak and not white people thinking white people's word. He was basically doing that shit to fuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that Jesse would back down and not
double down.
He doubled, tripled down. He backed down and said, oh, well, you know, sorry if this offends you. I guess I didn't mean it. No. Don't nobody want to see a man in a dress. No, nobody want to see a black man in a dress. It's just because Lil Nas X6 is tight does not make it a fucking rip.
No.
Does Billy Porter. Kanye in a kilt. He's not even Irish. You know, you see what I'm saying, though? Who's attracted to that, man? And not only that, but as a heterosexual black man, in the room, would you sit down and be in the same function if you knew that man that you was kicking it with right now is wearing a dress, but 10 years ago he was a whole brother. He just switched up because that's how you had to do it to elevate. Jesse said, why do I gotta put on a dress to elevate? Facts. Why does he?
So,
I asked the question too about the white man.
Crazy.
If the white man as a white man, are the white men gonna put on a dress to elevate them? Hell no. Nah. You look it up on Google, you don't see white men in dresses.
And say the truth, I would like to see more of the white men wearing more dresses than. Because I've not seen our brothers wearing dresses.
Yeah, well, our great elder, Queen Elder, Sister Dr. Frances Cress Wilson, said back in the 70s that back in the 70s that they were going to have black men wearing dresses.
Wow.
And here we are in 2022 and we got black men wearing dresses.
So ain't you, babe. Yeah, man. Every time when I watch these some movies, like I be seeing keep on seeing a brother in dresses, like Tyler Perry, who else being dressed, Eddie Murphy being dressed, Martin Lawrence, who else? Like, you know, just all the black most of the celebrities be wearing dresses. And now right now that we got these some new shows doing the doing the LGBT thing on this new black shows now. I'm like, yo.
I want to say this real quick to the sister that was on earlier. You know, we understand that you feel some kind of way. We're thankful though that you know, hey, if you don't want, you don't have to support the man for mayor or whatever. But you don't have to be so disgruntled about it.
And what
just
you
because
say,
someone doesn't
what
agree
you
to your, yeah, this is a sister was on earlier. Just because someone doesn't agree to your viewpoint does not mean that we can't still have a dialogue. It is what it is. But you don't have
right.
to go on a tirade.
Popular
you don't
right.
just something you disagree about.
Yeah.
That's not mature. Nor is it
no.
something that.
It's like what brother my father says, you can't disagree, you can't disagree agreeable, right? Instead of doing a hoo-ha, wah-wah, doing all that, going back and forth, fussing and fighting, being outraged, like, no, and we don't do that here.
Yeah, we don't have to do all that, and not only that, sister, you're more than welcome
right.
to come back on the show, sister, I should have made it, you're more than welcome to come back on the show. You don't have to be so.
Everybody's got their own opinion. Everybody's got their own opinions.
Yeah,
so do not opinion. Come on this show, right? Do not come on this show. Just trying to target at us. I'm like no,
right.
but we don't. No, we will know, and we don't tolerate that. No.
And that's the thing. Like we had this kind of stuff happen before. Like when Ramel gets on and he's like doing whatever, right? we had this kind of stuff happen before and then you see that they don't come back on for a while or whatever, but it's not like they're not welcome to come back on. You're going to find that everybody has different view sets and different mindsets. What the problem is that when we're in a time of war, we're trying to get everybody on the same page, and it just sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. But there's no animosity, sister Sheila Veda. You're more than welcome to come back on and discuss and even codes or whatever. This is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Anybody who's black can come on and discuss black topics. What you said was just what you said. But just because we don't agree does not mean we don't support. You know what I mean?
Right.
We just are not in alignment with some of the dialogue.
Right. We're not in D.C. They trying to force us to their agenda. But no,
right.
we ain't doing that. And we ain't well, doing no Kula My Lord either. The Kula My Lord. We all
to
come together as one. We are not.
I think too, let me just point this out too real quick, Sister Ashita. I think that what it feels like is everyone is against just you personally. And no, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that think just like you. So no, it's like there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that think like us. You know, so it's no animosity. It's take it as a learning thing for each one teach three, you know what I mean? And it's a beautiful experience when you can come on and dialogue without getting frustrated and bouncing on a conversation. When you do that, or anyone does that, and Jess, I'm saying you, I mean in Jess, when anyone does that, it's a sign of immaturity to listen and to grow. right now we dropping gems of where you can find good knowledge to enhance your empowerment. I mean, keep in mind, sister, you got a family to raise. You know, you don't want to be led down the wrong path. And right now, we're just trying to get everybody in the codified and on the right alignment as foundational Black Americans. And you, sister, are a foundational Black American woman with a family. And you should be proud of that. Look it
up.
I
just don't understand why it's such a problem for Black people that are running for political office to look out for their group first. Everybody else does it. Why is it a problem when we do it?
Right. I think that, too, they were really struggling with that Black first. I was like, aren't you tired, cuz? Aren't you tired? You letting everybody step over you, leapfrog over you. You got gay people and this whole 50 identity trans fucking weird shit going on. They are getting benefits over Black people. Do Black people got disabled benefits specifically for them?
We're not even in a protected class.
Right. Do
not
we get
all.
Any? What about everybody getting reparations except for foundational Black Americans who built the goddamn country?
Right. And we still don't give a dime on reparations, and they still haven't given us any dime. For that, they still didn't give us no tangible. They still didn't give us, you know, nothing. Zero, nothing. Listen, not at all.
You know what's even trippy is that, Brother Isaiah, we tried to tell the sister straight up that we're making moves. We are making moves in the street right now to where foundational Black Americans in California are making serious advances towards reparations, at least starting in California. And that's the trendset. And she was like very argumentative. Jesse was trying to explain to her you know, basically the move, you know, like the serious shit. He wasn't trying to, by no means, especially when we take tones, we take tones in a caring way. Like, I think that when we were talking to the sister then, our tone was very even and almost like pleading in a way until it got to the point where she hung up. So then after that, we was like, whoa.
Oh, she couldn't handle the truth. Okay.
Yeah, well, we did our best because it's our third, fourth conversation, but
I said, tell them before, like, don't come on this platform if you wanna hoorah, rah, rah on us, and don't blame us, don't not talking on us. We just tell them like it is. We just tell them to give you the real Black truth, and that's all that is. Like, oh, come on, again, we have time for our people to understand that and wake up from that. Because right now, and this world is in a hellhole as it is.
I was showing Jesse this thing I had found. The thing is that we encourage you, Sister Ashita Veda, if you're listening, you up in the clouds, we encourage you to come back on. There's no animosity. Real ones will always sit back and welcome another one onto the platform. And I did see if you wanted to do a build. I understand if you can't right now, sooner or later, you know, when you're ready, discuss it. Sister Waheed. What would you like to, if we got 20 minutes left and 10 of them belong to you. Go ahead.
Well,
you got the mic.
I think that, we definitely have to focus on moving on. You know, we don't really have time to try to convince somebody to come along. We just don't. So in that respect, when somebody's talking about, we just been talking and nothing changing. Yeah, we changing all right, because we're not waiting on nobody to, you know, that's slow poking, trying to make up their mind. We're not doing that. I'm not, you know, we got to stop arguing with people and trying to prevent. We're here to plant the seed, spread the knowledge, and that's really just about it, because some people don't have the ears to hear. You know what I'm saying? So we have really got to be expeditious about this in thinking about the future generations. I'm talking about way out, you know, when we ain't here no more. So that's why I said we don't have time for this type of stuff anymore. We just don't have it, you know. And as far as waiting, we got to figure out what are we going to do, because nobody's going to give us anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we got to figure out how we're going to go about obtaining our reparation. You know, everything we just about got, we fought for. Ain't no more marching. And we already tried all the marching. We done tried all the speeches. We done tried all that stuff like that. So, you know,
got
so much for that.
And rubber holes, dogs sticked on us.
Yep.
All kinds of shit.
And we got to be careful, too, though, with the prop. I call it propaganda. We got to be careful, because a lot of times they throw stuff out there and we catch it. And what I mean is, I'm like this. Everybody ain't going to agree with you, but I just put it out there anyway, because this is what I thought about. I understand about we built this country, foundational Black Americans. But I think we got to be careful with the labels, because we keep calling ourselves different things. You know, when we get caught up, oh, I'm a foundational Black American, blah, 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 then that creates division. You know, we already know we from America. We already know we over here. We already know we built it. But do we need any more labels? What we need to be doing.
This is a label that we came up with ourselves. That's the difference.
I understand that.
They were placed on the
was given to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying that I agree with you totally. But I'm saying I keep hearing this foundational Black American, right? So I'm saying it is another label, right? Okay, we gave it to ourselves. But I'm saying, do we want to keep being divided some sort of way from our other brothers and sisters throughout this global diaspora? Do we want to keep doing that, or do we want to work together with some type of unity so that we can get over this thing, so we can be successful with this thing? You know what I'm saying? Is that what we want to do? You know?
The answer to that is we've been doing that. The problem is it has not been reciprocated. We've been going up under Africans, under Caribbeans, under whatever other the diaspora, it's not reciprocal. Pan-Africanism has been one-sided. It's been us, FBA, that's been leading the charge on that. These other groups, they can care less. Whatever country they're from, that's what they're concerned about. They don't care about us globally. So if we want to have unity, it has to be reciprocated.
I mean, I've always been open to the other Black immigrants that come with cultural and come with cultural respect towards us, and not the ugly hatred that some have, the animosity or the entitlement. I mean, I'm open to that, because I feel strongly like when the shit happened with the Haitians here, you know, I was very upset about how the Haitians were being sent right back to Haiti when they came, but they won't send Mexicans back to Mexico. You know what I mean? So I was very upset like that. And I believe that our Black brothers and sisters in the diaspora, you know, the ones that are with us, that we need them. We need them to help us. You know, it's not just countries can be able to do it here in America.
Right.
But we can't do
that's,
it.
That's crazy because, you know, it's strange then because I guess it's just pockets of people, pockets of other brothers and sisters throughout the global diaspora because Loyal, there's a group called Loyal African Minds, and they have rapport with other brothers and sisters in Africa who are on board and know what's going on with us and have communication. So, you know, I think that, you know, their Anointed Hands also does too, you know, and he always does lives, and I see it. So it's like, I think that the same way, I'm beginning to think that the same way we have the raccoons raccoons everywhere. So, you know, so I think it all boils down to a knowledge of self. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everywhere. That's what I say.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying?
We're saying, we're like, look, we check our cones, we check our sound bowls. Y'all need to be doing the same thing to y'all because they're coming over here and they're bringing pellets and they're undermining us. And we cannot stand for that no more.
Yeah, that's the thing too. We got a brother on the outside in Kenya.
Yeah,
you got a brother in Kenya.
Well, he's
from here. He's building a life out there, or whatever. And we support him. We got a couple of brothers that are from where's brother Zaki from?
Brother Zaki's from Nigeria.
Brother Zaki's from Nigeria. We dialogue. We have dialogue with him in a minute. You should check on him. But and I got a best friend from South Africa that lives here. Right, that I've been. So we are open, very, very open to it because, you know, ultimately we're not gonna be able to do it just with us here.
44 million of us here.
And it seems like you're right. We've already kind of separated from those and us, and now we gotta work with the ones that are here, and the ones with all over the diaspora. You know, and it's hard, man. It's just hard. And I'm open to it. I'm open to it until it turns disrespectful. And I'm just going to back up like we do with the ones here. You know, we can only tolerate so much. And at this point in 2022, no one can feign ignorance.
Right.
I'm open to it, though. You're right, sister. I am open to it. It's a show-approved shit. Show-approved.
But the whole emphasis behind FDA is because we have our own lineage. We have our own reparations claim with the United States government. The people in Caribbean, Caribbean, they have CARICOM. They don't include foundational Black Americans, Black Americans in that.
They said we was. But what did they say? We were sort of a D. It was not diabolical, but it was like we were doing something because we didn't include them in the.
Oh, divisive! It's always divisive when we look out for our own group, but it's okay for other groups to look out for their group.
Right, we're being divisive. That I think is an unfair statement. Considering that we made it possible for everybody to come over here, you know what I mean, and fought for them to come here, so to be divisive is almost an insult.
Because we thought we were bringing in allies, we thought we were bringing in the Garbys, we thought we were bringing in the Stokely Carmichaels, we thought we were bringing in the Shelby Chisholm.
I
understand you, my brother. I'm not saying that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that for my own self, way I see it, I can only tell you how I see it. I'm just saying that I think we should be careful with too many labels. That's what I'm saying. How much do we want? I'm just saying, do we want unity as a complete whole? Or are we talking about just unity in America? Or are we trying to become unified as a whole, as a complete people, totally throughout this thing? Because it ain't just us over here, you know, I think it's the colonization and the Europeanization that contributed to this whole situation that we in. Day is what I'm saying. I'm just,
I don't even know how else I can explain it. I'm just saying that I keep hearing, that's not the only one I heard. So I'm not against it. I'm just saying that
you're right.
Complete unity. I'm just saying, do we want complete unity? What? Or are we just trying to get unity over here in America? I know that we made it possible for other people, you know, other black people to come over here. I get that. And that's their problem if they allow these people to tell them lies about us. See, we got to work on that. See, we got to work on in-house as well as out-house.
Yeah.
We already know what the others done. We already know what the Caucasian done. Let's not us start fighting in-house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need unity. We got to educate them as well as they can educate us because we all been bamboozled is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not against Foundation on Black America. I'm not against it, but I'm just saying, is it going, I would hate to see it to create another chasm in between us and we don't get nowhere.
Yes, absolutely correct. I'm going to look at it from that perspective, too. I think what you said is like a goal, ultimately us gaining unity on a global black perspective. Because that would be a beautiful thing, and that would be what everyone needs, ultimately. You know what I mean? And I think
these people did it. They did a humdinger of a job. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, this is a humdinger of a goddamn job. You feel me?
This is a fact.
Well, this is why we're having the show, Looney Tune Negroes.
All right, we're going to lead into our final 7 minutes of closing statements. Do you want to give your closing statement?
You damn Biden supporters, I don't know why you didn't call in.
Scary ass.
I'm still waiting, too. I'm still waiting for their call.
The bug's got $100 on it.
Right. Yeah, I'm waiting for them to call in to myself.
I'll have Brother Isaiah go first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, Brother Isaiah, go ahead with your closing statement. And then Sister Wayne. And then I'll go
to the next one. All righty. Each one. We all we got. Black family. We need to come together as one. We got to show more on the unity because we have war right now. Because like what Brother Jay said, that the other groups to hold their own nuts because time for us to fool ourselves because the time is now. Time to wake up, black family, because we have war. We in gentrification, genocide, all the propaganda, the agenda is real out here. So they're trying to force this agenda down in our throats. Time to wake up. Like, all y'all tired, see the same thing? Y'all tired, see the same narrative? Come on, brother, Brother Tobacco, on every Tuesday. We're going to give it the real black truth. The real black truth. We're going to tell it like it is. We're going to keep it 100. To the 1,000 until they don't pull up the plug on us. So I love y'all, black family, and black power.
Yes, sir. Black power all day, every day.
Black power.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Wahid. Your closing statement?
You got a cool statement, sister?
I did it. I guess when she asked me first time I did it when I was saying that we just gotta focus on this unification. You know, we gotta
make
sure we educate ourselves in black thought and in the words of Dr. Amos Wilson.
Yes, thank you, bro.
All right, family, let me just keep it like this. Right now we're in a combat war. It's imperative to keep your head on a swivel, look out for your black love, your black mate, look out for your men, look out for your women, look out for your children, look out for your elders. Right now we're in a time of war and we are almost in danger. It's seems like. I like that we are kind of laying low and letting things progress on the political spectrum, but we already know what it really is. Black family, please, with all sincerity, know this, that we are in a time where we must fucking educate, awaken, come to some sort of enlightenment about where our future is going. We're running out of water and running out of resources, and things are really starting to take form, and it's almost like it's leaving us out. And what we need to do is start to plan on a more offline level. Like the sister had said earlier, we're going to have to come offline and really dig deep and really start to not just protect ourselves and our family, but we must look out for our other Black family as well, and hope that they come to some sort of understanding and enlightenment that the revolution is coming. And we are here. We are right here at the time and time-space continuum where we must move forward in a way that we have to. We're not going to survive. We're not going to be able to survive. You know, and that we can't keep allowing white supremacy to rule and reign over our lives just because it's comfortable. And we need to get activated in our own way. I believe too in my heart of hearts.
We're about to go into overtime. Don't nobody hang up.
I believe too in my heart of hearts, Black family, we are all we have. And no matter what, there is no motherfucking white savior. No one will come for us. We are going to be the ones that are going to be fucking helping our own out there when it comes to us. And so we must really look at our other brothers and sisters as children that need to come up with us. You know what I mean? We can't be behind, but we might have to. We don't want to, but we might have to. So we got to come to some sort of internal understanding. I love all of you. Black love, Black power, always. And take care of your mates and your children, because at the end of the day, children are our future. They are our next leaders. Black power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Black power. Thank you, Lady
Black
Kane.
Power.
On the show with me today.
Black power. Hit you in the after party.
Thank y'all. I'm gonna close this out with we're all that we got, Black family. We're at war.
Yep.
This war consists of 9 areas of human activity. That is economics, that's education, that is entertainment, that is labor, law, politics, sex, war, and religion.
Yep.
In all 9 areas of human activity, racism and white supremacy is dominant and controls. And we have to make a valiant effort collectively to replace this system, this global system of racism and white supremacy, with a system of justice which guarantees that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those who need most get it. So we do programs like this to educate our people, you know, that we are at war, and these are what we're at war up against, and this is how we're going to wage back. So we use the media platforms we have access to reach what we hope is the masses of our people. But let's be honest, Black family, there will not be no full unification of Black people. Well, there will be a unification of those like-minded individuals such as ourselves across this country and across the globe that have a similar mind state, similar ideology, and a similar focus. So that's what we need to be unifying with. Any chance we get, I think we went into overtime. Yeah. So with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in to Sabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, episode 282, season 2. We'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode of Sabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, so make sure you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, make sure to like and subscribe to Shabaka EXP on Twitter and on Facebook. And check out Frontline Black News on YouTube and the WCA. Peace, love, light, and black empowerment. We're going to go out with black.
Black indeed.
Yeah.
Sound about right. That sound about right. You never tell a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's the black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's the black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was picking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms like a gladly. You were buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell it's delicious. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah. Black shots till she knock me. I be on new shit, so they copy. Did the battery. Go ahead, then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl with homicide, though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now. Bubba dog pounding, nigga. Everybody wanna be black. Don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Feel like Malcolm X. Peeking outside my window. Everybody wanna be black, but don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody trying to get dreads and shit. But they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. Rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to black by me. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah, right lead, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up in my white tee. Where you wanna be just like me, huh? Till the police wanna lock me up. Strap your own creep, black F. Both ones. What it gon' be, you can ask about me. Grew up in the West. Bubba dog pounding, nigga. Everybody wanna be black. Don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Feel like Malcolm X. Thinking outside my window. Everybody wanna be black, but don't nobody wanna be a nigga.